lost their homes and have lost their residual wealth. Therefore, many people are on the edge. This person had enmity toward the IRS and the whole government. He wasn't just going after the IRS. This is a whole government installation. Probably the FBI is there, probably the CIA is there, probably all of the American institutions. What we see that's happening in America is that the American people are feeling oppressed, and they feel like that there's no one to help them. And when I say the American people, I mean the standard American. Therefore, when the IRS began to press this person, probably for certain amount of income, yet they let the big companies go scot-free, then he feel like his rights as an American citizen are being violated. And he couldn't take this out. He didn't want to take this out on the American people. He wanted to take it out on the American system. Now, the reason that the government and the press and the corporations do not put this out as an act of terrorism because of what is known in America as copycatism. That means that many Americans feel frustrated. Many Americans are on the verge. They don't want this to become a trend in America. So therefore, what they do is they list it as a regular crime. If it was a person with a Muslim name, it would be categorized as terrorism. But they don't want the world to think about the American citizens, the American people, as being that upset with their government, right, that they would go to this, what they call extreme, and crash a plane into a building.
Okay.
If it was us, it would be called terrorism.